Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
I am your boy, Steady J, and, man, we're doing the big this week. Man, this week is College Week on Life After Dust Live, in which, as far as I've been doing on College Week, you get to rep your school all week long. You can either do it, I don't care if you're alumni, current student, or you went to school for a little bit, it doesn't matter, rep your school, man. The fact you even went is an accomplishment all of itself. But basically, we're going to do all those weeks. We're going to have different guests every day in which they are different realms as far as a lot of people in my age range that used to be very great. Love people. A lot of people love them, whether it's the NFL, whether it's TV, whether it's music. A lot of people love them currently, past, present, future, all that good stuff. And let's see, we got today on the show, we got NFL veterans, and as well as All-American, the boy Richard Johnson is going to be calling in, and can't wait to chop it up with him. We got a lot of great stuff about to chop up and kind of give y'all a quick overview of him. He was a cornerback for University of Wisconsin, and he was All-American in All-Big Ten back in 1984. And then he was drafted in the first round to the Houston Oilers in 1985. Now, for some of y'all, they ain't football heads and don't keep up with changes in football. Of course, the Houston Oilers became the Tennessee Titans. Those of y'all didn't know that, so keeping y'all informed and whatnot. And it's just great. I got a chance to meet him quite a bit of time, and he's a really great dude. Of course, I know his nephew personally, so that's what's up. With the call in just a second. And then also, and what's going on today, too. During the music break, since it is my boy Michael Jackson's birthday, we're going to show him some love. And we're going to play today's song, is going to be Bad. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play Bad by Michael Jackson. And I don't know why I picked that song out of all the songs, but I don't know. I thought it was a very great theme because of football, you think of football, you think of hard hitting people, you think of bad. So that's definitely a great look. All right, checking it out, and then I'm going to go ahead and check out the chat room. We got my girl, Lady Dre, in the building, as far as people who are logged in. And then if you're listening live on any of the other players as well, big up for you as well. All right, and Miss Lady Dre, actually, she's an alumni. I forget what school she went to. Lady Dre, you don't mind, put the school you went to in the chat room so I know I can chat you out. And definitely, she's big up all the time. She's like a very great graphic designer, and it's very great to know her. And she's definitely holding down the West Coast, most definitely. So, while waiting on my boy Richard Johnson, go ahead and let y'all know who's going to be on here the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we got the two cast members of Life on the Hill TV, and that consists of my girl Diamante Glitch and my girl Abba Breezy. They're also part of PV Nation, so we're going to be talking to them, chopping up all that stuff. Then we're going to have my girl Alicia Reyes from Nickelodeon's All That and Disney's The Proud Family. She'll be on Wednesday and Thursday. The Foreign Exchange, my boy's Foreign Exchange, even boy Zoe will be in the building, and we'll be chopping up with him. So here we go, and I see my boy Richard Johnson on the line now. Let's go. All right, you're on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. What's up? Carl, you're on Life at Dusk Live. All right, we're trying to see what's going on, huh? Let's find out. All right, Carla, you on Life at Dusk Live for your boy, Teddy J. All right. We'll come back to you. Come back to that line in a second, then. We're going to go ahead and go to today's music break, then. Boy, Michael Jackson, this is Bad. We'll be right back.
Roll this.
Jay. That was bad. I'm trying to think. I can't remember. My family caught me. I was dancing to bad. I feel like this is a bad beat. And they had that camera phone out. They shot it at me. And I'm like, I started to put it on Facebook or whatnot. So that was hilarious. But big up to Andrew J. Man, we love you, dude. You'll never be forgotten. And your music will always live on through us. Let it go to the phone lines and try. Let's see what's going down this time. All right, it's my boy Richard Johnson. Hello, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, doing like you, man, celebrating the life of Michael Jackson, man. He's gone but not forgotten, man.
Most definitely, man. And I just keep thinking, man, like, who, that's something that everybody keeps wondering, like, who is going to take his spot, man? I can't think of it. Some people can come close, but not, they can't be Michael.
Mike's 1-0. But I think Chris Brown will give him a good run for it, but I don't know yet. Jury's still out on him.
I'm like on the fence of it. It's like sometimes he doing those away from it, and sometimes it's like, dang, he's pretty close. So I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
So most definitely, man. Let's go ahead and catch everybody up. First off, man, as I said at the beginning, you know, of course you've done a lot in your life, man, as far as, you know, being All-American and All-Big Ten cornerback and then being drafted first round in 1985 to the NFL, man. Like, first off, to get to those points, like, how did you even get started in football?
Well, I started in football back when I was 9 years old. The coach of my team actually was the Harvey coach, a little minor league football. Actually, it was a team that the movie was made on, the Kiki Palmer played the quarterback. That was my grade school team back then with the Ice Cube movie. And that was where I started at, right there in that park and all that. That was a Harvey coach. 9 years old, started playing there. And ever since, it's been in my blood since then.
Oh, definitely, man. Didn't know, with that being said, you said it's been in your blood, like, was that the only thing you always wanted to do? Was there something else that you always said, oh, I want to be this when I grow up or whatnot? Was football always what you thought?
No, I kind of figured that football would be a means to an end. I figured I'd at least try to get a college scholarship to go to college on it, because that's what one thing I wanted to do. I said I wanted to go to college. I didn't primarily have a job or a profession that I wanted to get into. But for some reason, some stuck with me. Well, we at least got to get to college, and then maybe we'll figure it out from there. And I everything just kind of snowballed itself from there.
Most definitely, man. And that's a lot of people don't realize. Sometimes you ain't got it perfectly, you know. When you get this, you know, you find out a lot of things by making big moves in life, and then they answer to themselves. Okay, so that leads me to this point, man. Like, as far as being, because you say there's a big snowball effect as far as with football, like, how was it like being like an All-American cornerback, man? How was it going from being an All-American cornerback and then all of a sudden you told, okay, you're getting ready to go to the NFL? Like, how do you make that transition? That's like, there's a lot of that dream that's every day, and they haven't had the chance to do that, but you had the chance to make that transition from college to NFL. How does that feel?
Man, I was very fortunate, because there's only a select few that make it to play that far, and it's a lot of dreams and for a lot of people. And what's really amazing about it is, you know, once you get in there and you experience it, it opens a lot of avenues that a lot of young athletes, we don't particularly look for while we're in there, but there's so many avenues. If I had to do it again, there's so many things that you can do in there, and there's so many ways you can go from being a professional athlete and to be in that position where your dreams are there, your goals are there, and you're there. And it's a downside also, but it's a great feeling. Downside is, you know, you could get a little cocky in there doing what you really wanted to do since from a young age, and to get there and that position, the way people treat you differently.
But you got to stay humbled and keep a sound head.
Oh, definitely. You said something. That's my major word, being humble. I beat everybody on the head that word every day on this show.
Oh, you do?
Man. Yeah, they. I tell you, they need to get a counter and say, let me see how many times you say humble throughout this whole entire year. Like they'll tell you that's like my favorite. That's like my favorite thing to tell people because it really is true, Sam. And if people like you, like in your position, that just prove my point every day. Like, people don't realize how much being humble, how far that can go.
Yeah, that's true. And I never even heard you say it before, but it is so important to remain humble. Because you got to be humble, man. You always do, man, because God gives you certain things that you don't. And you got to realize it's a gift. It was given to you. It wasn't anything that you did. You were just in the right place at the right time, and you just happened to be blessed to be in that particular situation.
All right. So, like, with that being NFL, too, man, like, what would you say was your favorite part of NFL? And then, like, what's, like, the craziest moment that you had that was while you were on the field?
I think the best part of being in the NFL is all the doors and avenues that it opens you up to. And it also opens you up to people you probably wouldn't have met if you didn't play professional athlete. And with that being said, it's also key to take advantage of those relationships that you can develop in the NFL where people are going to take your call or people are interested in you just because of that. But you got to understand they're going to want you to do certain things, and you got to be on your toes and also take advantage of the things that they can offer you. Because believe me, people will come to you looking for you to do certain things. And I think probably the craziest moment for me in the NFL was I think we were playing a game against Buffalo. I was covering James Lofton, old All-American guy. James Lofton played with San Diego, but he was currently in Buffalo. Went up for a pass, and near the out-of-bounds line, I jumped over his back, and he caught me and straddled me. And like I was horseback, he rolled me out and rolled me back. It's a lot of bloopers. That was one of the craziest moments. A lot of bloopers on that. Monday Night Football, that happened.
Oh, not Monday Night Football. Oh,
yeah, Monday
man.
Night Football. He was horseback, piggybacking me around.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What would you say is probably, then it'll take it to a different moment. Then, like, what was, like, the hardest hit you probably gave somebody?
Oh, I hit somebody in Buffalo. Buffalo was our chief rivalry. We always played Buffalo. Buffalo went to the Super Bowl those 3 years with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas. We always had a tough time with those guys, but they always won because they got home field advantage of us, and we weren't a very good cold-natured team. They used to always beat us up there. We had Warren Moon's quarterback and for us then. But I hit one of their fullbacks one time. Man, I was out for like 3 minutes. I didn't know where I was, who I was going. They just carried me off the field. Next thing you see them old commercials where they give you the smelling salts. That's what they give me, smelling salts. How many fingers in the air? Now that was the bomb right there.
Oh, man. Do you remember how many fingers he was holding up?
I don't know. I told him, man, I can't count anyway. Get out of here. Let's play ball. I ain't here to count. That's in the old days. You can have concussions. They used to just put us right back on the field. Get out there. You're all right.
I know. Now it's like, oh, my God, it's on the rules this year, man. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, man. You get a concussion. You get a slight concussion, you're probably out 3 weeks now, which is better for the players, though. It's better for them. In the long run.
And, all right, so, like, now that you're an NFL veteran and whatnot now, like, catch us up on, like, what's going on with you after the league and how you made that transition.
What I did was when I got in the NFL, I had fortune as had an agent who was a good agent, and he put some educational incentives in my contract. I had graduated from Wisconsin, and he was telling me, what you want to do? So I said, I want to go get an MBA, Master Business Administration. So he put that into one of my contracts. They said, hey, we'll pay, the Houston Oilers will pay for your education, And if you get a degree, they're going to give you $25,000. I said, oh, you can't beat that. So that's what I was doing in the offseason. I went to MBA program, University of Houston, got my MBA, got paid to do it, which was excellent. And then I started working in real estate, and I've been doing that ever since. And also got into a little music, did a record label. And now what I'm looking forward to doing now is I'm trying to get in, what I, not trying, but I'm going to get into the agent business to help other young athletes, man, prepare to get out before they get out.
No, definitely, man. I think a lot of people, it's definitely good to see people like you that definitely come from a point where it wasn't as much craziness as it is now. So there's so many, there's way more distractions now than there was back then.
Oh, man, there's a ton of distractions right now. That's why you got to go back to your phrase word. You got to stay humble because you make a lot more money now. The money is crazy right now. But you still have to keep your humble head on you, keep a good head on you, and make sure that they're preparing for life after football. I mean, average player, you're playing 4 years. You're in the prime of your life. It's time to go out there and do something else.
Oh, definitely. I actually caught one of your stats. You actually, in 1990, you were actually leading the AFC. You actually led the AFC in interceptions with 8 interceptions. That's pretty big, man.
Yeah, that was a good year for me. That was one of my better years. Yeah, 8 interceptions was a great year for me. And I couldn't have been more happy after that season. It was a great season for me.
Oh, definitely, man. The 90s. Crazy, crazy decade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun back then.
Oh, definitely. All right, so that's a big question. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. I'm glad somebody threw that out there, too. And I remember I talked to you, too. That was one of the things I was laughing at you about was that you were on Tecmo Bowl. And that was
Tecmo
crazy.
Bowl.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, I never played Tecmo Bowl, but somebody told me I was pretty good on that, man.
I mean, we had the picture. We had the picture on, for those of y'all that's in the live chat room. So if y'all look at the picture, well, the cartoon picture, that's the picture of him and his stats from Tecmo Bowl. I kid you not.
I think they blessed me with that. They made me better than I actually was on Tecmo Bowl. From what I hear, they said I was the man. I said, "Ooh, I was." So I'm fortunate enough to be given a little extra skill, as they say, in Tecmo Bowl.
It's crazy to be talking to you about that game because tomorrow Madden 2012 comes out, so that's just 2 hour running.
Yeah, it is, man. And the good thing about that, the players make a lot more money on those games than we did. They really get taken care of on those games.
Now, all the licenses that goes into it, I'm like, God dang, like, I want to be, if you're an artist, you have to, everybody's so trying to, so kind of trying to get in the radio. Y'all need to be trying to get y'all music on video games.
Exactly. That's a key word, what you said, on video games, man. And I also tell them out there are a lot of internships available, too, in those companies. You know, they're free, but the valuable insights you get in, once you get in the system, you're in. And they need to do whatever they can to do to get in those systems.
All right, so as far as, I got to ask this, you know, it might be controversial to some people, because some people might try to change and say, this is my top five. Let's talk about who would you say is your top five in the league today, and why would you say they're your top five?
Top five player overall?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. The top five overall players. Man, let me see. Number one, without a doubt. Let me see where I like Chris Johnson at Tennessee. I think he's probably the best player in there right now, but he doesn't have any help right now. Chris Johnson definitely there. And I agree with him. He has to hold out for quarterback money because he's going to have to do everything in Tennessee. Even though that's my old team now, I mean, he's the quarter. He has to do it all over there. I got to go with Chris Johnson. I love Andre Johnson here in Texas. He's definitely one of my top five players. And then you got to go to those quarterbacks. I got to go Mike Vick, Tom Brady, and I love Peyton Manning. because of what he does. I think Peyton Manning is definitely more of a coach on the field. And, you know, he only won one Super Bowl, but I got to give him love. He really takes care of business.
Right. And, I mean, as far as, like, you mentioned Mike Vick. I'm glad you said that. As far as you've been African-American almost in the league, do you feel that a lot of times, you know, he did do wrong to dogs, and either kind of taking it over the top because he's an African-American, or, like, what's your thought process on that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too much with he's been an African-American. I think that stressed things out. But I think we've got some great people coming in and changing that, you know, on a reflection of African-American in the league itself. I think Cam Newton coming in is going to be a great attribute.
Be
a stand-up guy, even though what his owner said about him not getting tattoos and piercings and all that, you know. But I think because they know he's going to be the face of not only Carolina, I think he could possibly be the face of the NFL. He's going to be that good, and I think it's so important for these young kids to realize the marketing opportunity that's going to come to Cam Newton. He's going to make a lot of money off the field. You know, but I don't want him to go through what Mike Vick going through. If you can, try to keep a clean head, get some good people around you, good representation, which is something we're trying to do. We're trying to give him good representation because it's so important to know what you're going to face. And, you know, and plus it's important that as an African-American, I mean, you want somebody in there who's been there and done exactly what you've been through.
No, definitely. As far as, like you said, like the direction for the youth or whatnot, and you graduated with an MBA over from University of Houston, kind of connect that with as far as the young athletes that's still in college right now. What's the best way for them to make sure they get the most out of their college career while they're still throwing sports into their whole mix?
Yeah, it's great. You know, when you're a college athlete, you know, if you're out there as a college athlete, there's a lot of jobs that the university will give. I remember the jobs they used to give us. They used to give us great jobs, you know, great pay, but they weren't really career-type jobs. So if I'm a young college student right now, even if I'm not making any money, I'm going to definitely, the internship or the job that I take in summertime, it's got to be a career-oriented internship. I don't just want to go out there and work at one of the local alumni businesses doing nothing. You know, you're getting paid, but you're not learning anything. You're just getting paid. That's what I would say for a lot of college students right now. If you can get in with some of these professional organizations, because if you look in their books, there's so many jobs behind the scenes in professional sports that are good jobs that a lot of college students can get internships with. You look at the Texans. Texans have over 250 other positions available in their organization. There's so many other career opportunities in these sports and entertainment. You can get in there, and you never know where it's going to lead to you. You know, you're going to meet a lot of different people who can help you along the way.
Most definitely, man. As far as any projects that you got coming up, let us know as far as what we need to be looking out for as far as you. And I also found out that you're actually going to be doing some coming up soon, too. You'll be going to schools and whatnot and doing mentoring.
Yeah, we want to mentor these young students, get them going, and get them out there in the job market as soon as possible. You know, if you have to, while you're in school, you need to start looking for your job right now, your career, you know, as you formulate your ways through your latter years in college. You want to have the foresight to see what do I want to do, experience different kind of opportunities. Because there was a couple opportunities in Texas. They had ticket career manager interns available that, you know, a lot of us don't think about that. But somebody has to run the ticket office for the Texans. They need people to go in there and run their ticket office because that's a very important job because that's where all the money comes through the ticketing. So we want to advise kids about the opening on those type of jobs with not only professional sports but any other companies out there.
All right, most definitely, man. Well, I want to go ahead and just thank you first off for coming through the show, man, and definitely, man, give some shout-outs, man, to some people, man.
Oh, I want to send a shout-out to P-Buck, man, my extraordinary partner and nephew out there. and some other people in the area. To all the youngsters out there, keep your head up. Keep looking for those opportunities, man. I know it's rough right now. I know the job market is tough. Might be somebody out there looking for a job. Just don't give up. Keep working. Something will happen for you.
Most definitely, man. And big ups, I want to say big up to Devo, too, because he's definitely a huge part of us at the Hell's life, but it does be successful offline. When we're not on the air or whatnot, he's definitely a strong part of that. So big ups to him. And definitely, once again, man, I thank you. And also thank you for that one time, man, I got to stay in your beautiful home, man, the one time I came to Houston.
Okay, no problem, man. Anytime, man. We look forward to seeing you again.
All right, man.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
No problem.
All right, now take care.
You too. All right, well, that was my boy Richard Johnson. And, man, I tell you, like I said, it's very serious about the league. A lot of people are trying to get in the league. Like he said, one of the main things you make sure you do for you going to that is be humble. And hey, even if you're going to football, that's what you know about anything you're trying to do. Like I said, that goes across anything. Doesn't mean just music business, entertainment business. That goes for anything, period, you're trying to get into. Be humble. I can't say that enough. All right, so y'all make sure anytime y'all want to check out the show, you miss any parts of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Ceddy J, that's CEDDYJ. Or you can go over to iTunes and type in Life of the Dust Live, and it'll be free to listen to and download as well. So I can check out the shows there. And if you're not a member yet, go to our social network, The Dust Spot, at dustspot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. All right, we are rolling on now. Remember, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live, your boy, Teddy J. Tomorrow we got the TV Nation in the building, Life on the Hill TV, Diamante Glitz, and my girl, Abba Breezy. I'll see y'all tomorrow.